Nolte, Biden, MSM's Desperate Very Fine People Hoax Proves Trump's No Racist. By John Nolte on August 9, 2019. The clearest proof President Trump is no racist is that the establishment media and Joe Biden have been forced to manufacture the Very Fine People hoax to pretend that he is. Let me explain it another way. Because my wife has never cheated on me, the only way I could try to make people believe she has, is to lie. Because my parents never abused me, the only one way I could try to make people believe they had, is to lie. Because my neighbor has never stolen from me, there is only one way I could try to make people believe he has, and that is by lying. You see, when you desperately want people to believe something, you have two choices. You can either 1. Present evidence to back up your claim, or 2. Lie. If you have no evidence, you have no choice but to lie. And in the end, the lie itself, your desperation in having to tell a lie, you being forced into a corner where all you have are lies, is all the proof one needs that what you so desperately want everyone to believe is simply not true. In other words, if Trump were an actual racist, Biden and the corrupt media would not have to lie to convince us he was. And the lie they tell about Trump, what my colleague Jill Polak has called the Very Fine People hoax, is not just a lie, it is one of the most desperate and ludicrous lies ever conceived. So we can add this to our equation. The fact that Biden and the media are so desperate they are willing to spread such a ludicrous lie is definitive proof that what they want us to believe is not true, is definitive proof Trump is no racist. How desperate and ludicrous is the Very Fine People hoax? Here's what Trump actually said, emphasis mine. Excuse me, they didn't put themselves down as neo-Nazis, and you had some very bad people in that group. But you also had people that were very fine people on both sides. You had people in that group, excuse me. I saw the same pictures as you did. You had people in that group that were there to protest the taking down of, to them, a very, very important statue and the renaming of a park from Robert E. Lee to another name. No rational or honest person would ever try to claim Trump described Nazis and white supremacists as very fine people, because Trump went out of his way to ensure he excluded them, went out of his way to be achingly clear on this point. What's more, no one can argue Trump was wrong on the point because no less than the far-left New York Times went out and found some of these very fine people, meaning people of good faith who are not white supremacists and who went to Charlottesville to protest peacefully. The Very Fine People hoax is so ludicrous that even Jake Tapper, one of CNN's most dishonest left-wing commentators, has admitted it's a hoax. CNN's Steve Cortes admits it's a hoax. Real Clear Politics admits it's a hoax. Yes, Trump is so not racist, Biden and the media are willing to make total fools of themselves pushing a hoax so ludicrous. It reminds me of a scene with Jimmy Durante in the movie Jumbo. Trump is so not racist, even though Representative Elijah Cummings, DMD, uses the word infestation to describe Baltimore. Even though Trump uses the word infestation to describe states that are 95% white, the media are telling us infestation is the new N-word. Trump is so not racist, the media are having to do the same with the word invasion. What I mean is that even though swarms of illegal aliens regularly march towards our southern border intending to invade our country, because the media have no evidence to support their claim Trump is racist, they have turned the anodyne and accurate world invasion into the new N-word. The truth is that Trump has done more for the minorities than all modern presidents put together. His combination of border enforcement and economic policy has dropped black and Hispanic unemployment to all-time lows. In other words, illegals are not stealing as many jobs. The economy is growing, and this has benefited black and Hispanic Americans immeasurably. And not just employment, we finally have some real wage growth. Trump also signed criminal justice reform into law, something the first black president failed to do, and has poured billions of federal dollars into opportunity zones, most especially into Baltimore. There is nothing in Trump's background or his time as president that points to him being a racist, quite the opposite, in fact. And again, if you want real, concrete proof that Trump's not a racist, look no further than the fact that the only way Biden, Democrats, and the corrupt media can attack him as one is through ludicrous and desperate lies, a pathetic and transparent hoax. If the media had actual evidence Trump was racist, they would not have to lie. On the other hand, no one has to lie to prove Joe Biden's a racist. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.